This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. There was a large jump in new cases of the coronavirus in China Thursday, with 254 new deaths. The World Health Organization says the increase reflects a broader definition of the infection. Reuters' Libby Hogan has more.
This figure is more than double the prior daily record, reported by China's Health Commission. The reason could be because officials have adopted a new way to count infections. But it was not immediately clear how the new methodology changed the results, nor why the death toll suddenly leapt up so high. It was all the more striking after Wednesday, when China reported its lowest number of new cases in weeks. Officials say they have begun revising old data and suspected cases. China state media said that officials will also start recognizing CT scan results to confirm infections.
That is Reuters' Libby Hogan reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump is praising Attorney General William Barr for withdrawing the sentence recommendation for a convicted Trump confidant. AP's Tim McGuire has more.
President Trump says Attorney General William Barr and others at the Justice Department were right to pull back the 7 to 9 year sentence recommendation for Trump's good friend, Roger Stone.
You have murderers and drug addicts. They don't get 9 years. 9 years for doing something that nobody even can define what he did.
Stone was found guilty of lying to Congress, obstructing Congress, and witness tampering. In protest, the four prosecutors resigned from the case. One also quit the Justice Department. Barr has agreed to testify before the House Judiciary Committee March 31st after Democrats on the panel questioned if he has misused the criminal justice system for political purposes. Tim McGuire, Washington.
For more on any of today's top news, please visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. NATO has agreed in principle to take over some of the training activities carried out by the U.S.-led coalition against the Islamic State terror group in Iraq. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says the alliance's role will consist of handling some of the coalition's current training activities. But Stoltenberg says NATO forces will only go and stay at the invitation of Iraq's government.
Let me be clear. NATO is in Iraq on the invitation of the Iraqi government. And we will only stay in Iraq as long as we are welcome.
The move is a direct response to demands from the Trump administration for European allies to do more in the Middle East. The United States is hoping NATO partners will send additional forces to Iraq to allow some American troops to pull out. Sudan's transitional government says it has reached a settlement with families of the victims of the 2000 attack on the USS Cole in Yemen. This is a key step towards having the country taken off the U.S. terrorism list and improving relations with the West. The settlement is the latest step from Khartoum to get off the terror list. Earlier this week, Sudan's provisional rulers agreed to hand over Omar al-Bashir to the International Criminal Court to face trial on charges of war crimes and genocide during the fighting in Darfur. Fire officials in Australia say days of heavy rain have helped firefighters contain all of the bushfires in New South Wales. But the severe storms led to flash flooding in Queensland, with further storms expected along the east coast over the next few days. The U.S. Senate will vote on a resolution today calling on President Trump to end the use of the U.S. military against Iran unless those actions are authorized by Congress. The president opposes the measure, arguing it will be a dangerous limit to his war-making power. A federal judge is ordering the Trump administration to restore a free hotline that allows immigrants to complain about detention conditions. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
According to the group Freedom for Immigrants, the phone access was revoked soon after the hotline was featured last summer on the show Orange is the New Black. The judge agreed with the group's complaint that its criticism of detention conditions was a motivating factor behind the shutdown. With the free hotline closed, detainees have to pay $1 a minute to reach the advocacy group on a line that's monitored by Immigration and Customs Enforcement. ICE wouldn't talk about this case, but accused Freedom of Immigrants of abusing phone privileges by assisting migrants with three-way calling or call forwarding to speak with relatives. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And from Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.